My name is Judy Winup, and this is Melinda. She works in our product development department. And Dwayne is joining us on the phone. Dwayne also works for our product development department. Some of the stuff we talk about may change a little bit, but certainly this will give you enough information to be able to talk about this, whether you're talking on the phone as an advisor or whether you're talking at a convention. Why did we see a need to change language arts? Well, if you've been with Sunlight as a customer very long, or if you've worked as an SCC or an advisor, you know that people love our product, but the one sticking point for a while has been our language arts. Basically, what customers were telling us in a nutshell was that the pace of the presentation of new concepts in our language arts program was too fast. The second thing that customers complained the most about was that we had inadequate teaching helps for grammar instruction. The next concern seemed to be that we lacked a systematic method of instruction for creative writing.
I took the books that we read in the core and I integrated them in with the language arts. So as they read what they're reading, we apply to our creative writing. We didn't take grammar completely out, but the grammar lessons are very small. It's sprinkled throughout. It's basically language usage. We do work on a little bit of mechanics where you would put a comma or if you're going to put quotation marks and so forth. But basically, the whole thing centers around the writing because we want our Sunlight students to be good writers. So we might talk about synonyms and we might talk about word choices. So it's a spiral effect because they keep touching on those things, but we're not trying to force them into any kind of mastery. They're learning. The dictation hasn't changed except for we're only doing one dictation per week instead of two.
I think we changed some terminology too. In the younger grades, we're calling it copy work.
Until the third grade.
Okay.
And then halfway through third grade, we change it to dictation. The activity sheets are not centered around the grammar now since Dwayne has taken care of that. So our activity sheets then are centered around their writing. And usually it's we're going through the writing process with having them do some pre-writing before they do the actual writing. Or you might want to research this or you need to read these examples first before you start your actual writing. And so they do a little bit of writing each day, and then it's not all on one day. A lot of the grammar is abstract thinking. And no matter how smart the child is, they do not develop their abstract thinking, and they don't even start to develop it until about seventh grade. So they might know the terms from grammar, and they can recognize things, and you'll see that, yeah, my third grader can recognize the nouns and the verbs and so forth. But they're not going any deeper than that. So they're not missing out on anything.
Dr. Beechick said, stop teaching grammar for grammar's sake.
Right.
Connect
right.
it to something. And that's what Melinda's been working on. Yes.
Still said you got grammar in the language.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
More level appropriate.
Yes.
And more
connected. Yes.
Based on the reading.
Right.
We've pretty much moved the grammar instruction to a separate product. And we know you have an affectionate term for this product, and so maybe you could talk a little bit about Ogre to us.
Yeah, we're calling it Ogre for many reasons. It just seemed to fit the topic whenever it came up. I set out 36 lessons, and we don't schedule them. It's really meant to be a self-paced course. If you have a third or fourth grader that you want to use this with, the 36 lessons will be very easy to schedule out, one a week over the course of a normal school year. Or if you have an older child and they zip through nouns and verbs and adjectives and adverbs really quickly, you can do those in just a matter of a couple of days and move on to until you get to something that's a little bit more difficult. We introduce only one or two concepts, and then we actually have a teaching section which is scripted to the parent that helps them walk through explaining the concept to their child. The next section that they go on to is an application section. And in this section, I tried to give them, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 more fun ideas that they could use to apply those principles in everyday life. Then after the application, there are student activity sheets that are directed to the students, and they will resemble our old activity sheets in the LA guide somewhat. Once in a while, we would see in the dictation passages that we were using that hey, there's still something kind of neat in here. There's a homonym. There's a palindrome that we wanted to point out. So we came up with the idea of using grammar gems, which will be just kind of a little box on the page that says, hey, by the way, here's something in your copy work or your dictation passage that we wanted to point out. Grammar gems are going to be something that we're going to have in the LAIGs themselves. To anyone who's done Sunlight LA before, whenever they see the new stuff, they're just going to be wild because it's remarkably different, yet it still feels totally like Sunlight. It's just easier to do and at a slower pace, and I think it really addresses those concerns that you talked about.
Dwayne, does Ogre get used once, or are there multiple levels of it to be used throughout the years?
It's designed to be used once because of the activity sheets that will be that the kids can fill out. I guess that's one thing that, as we enter the formatting stage now, that I'll mention to Gary that we need to think about that in terms of possibly producing a reproducible set of just the activity sheets or what. But as it's designed now, or as I drafted it, you know, you can use the teaching and the application parts over, but then the activity sheets will need to be reused.
So, Dwayne, are we expecting mastery with this program?
I don't think mastery is the key. I would call it an introductory survey course. It's meant to supplement whatever other language arts they happen to be doing. I could easily see a level four student, for example, doing our new level four language arts and then doing the new grammar guide along with that and slowly mastering the concepts as they go through fourth and then fifth and then sixth. It's not really designed, I think, for mastery at this point, although I think that they can use it for the entire 36 lessons and then easily reuse it using the in a nutshell things and the activity sheets to go back and review prior to, say, a standardized test or something like that. It's definitely going to be a product that will be great for an older student to get a crash course in the grammar that they need to know and just don't happen to know yet. In terms of a Sunlight student who starts in K and just goes through 1, 2, 3 and up, I see it as a really good adjunct to whatever regular language arts they're doing. Maybe they do the first 12 lessons at level 4 and the next 12 at level 5 and finish it up at level 6. It can easily be done that way. We decided that because there were so many possible uses for it, we didn't want to put a schedule in with it to kind of lock people into any kind of certain mindset as to how to approach it. But we decided to go ahead and break it down into 36 lessons so that that paradigm is there. If they want to use that, it's immediately clear and easy for them to schedule it, one lesson per week. The answer keys will have examples at the top of the page whenever the instructions are scripted to the student. There'll be an example there to help get them started. But then things that we can provide answers for, we will. Whenever I scripted the lesson for the parent, I assumed that they didn't know anything.
Good assumption.
Each lesson starts out with, this is a noun. A noun is a person, place, you know, it's that simple. And I tried to give a definition of the concept to begin with, but then I would quickly move into, but here's what that means, here's what it looks like, here's an example sentence, here's what it looks like in a sentence, here's how it's used, here's why it's used. But I also tried to script it in a way so that the parent could be reading it to learn for themselves, but be reading it to the children at the same time, so they're kind of getting up to speed together.
Now the child who has gone through our current program, 4th through 6th grade, they do not need Dwayne's program. It's a 1-year program, and that is totally based on Dr. Beach's recommendation. Part of the rationale for doing a lot of grammar in the past was I felt like it was a good way to train the brain to think about different things and work through different puzzles. But honestly, she said it's not worth the brain damage. Actually, she has not recommended it until 7th grade.
Exactly.
She said you just set it aside, and your kids don't need it for testing at all. So we have made a concession to the parents who are pushing for early grammar by making it available in 4th grade, but our recommendation is 7th grade. From 4th grade on, we want them to just write and write and write. What Dr. Beechick says is that just as kids learn to read by reading every day, and they learn to talk by talking with their parents. They learn to write by both reading and practicing from the models that we read. So that's where the dictation model has come from, and we'll still do dictation today. But all of our assignments are modeled on what they're actually reading. We will not have a 4- and 5-day schedule. I want to make sure that that's clear. The day 5 will be an optional assignment, and that tends to be more lighthearted, more fun things. Kids can do them if they want to. So we will really do 4 days' worth of hard work. That day will be more puzzles and brain teasers and more fun opportunities rather than the hard work. In the lower grades, we're trying to do some speaking exercises because we feel like it's all part of communication. We want kids to both communicate well with writing, and we want them to speak clearly. So some of the assignments will be, tell us what you know, without having to put it down on paper. Just so you're aware, in third grade, we will do Bible and famous sayings instead of dictations from the readers. And the reason we went that way is because it was almost impossible to find dictations that worked for all the different programs. So we thought we would try something different, see how people like it. They will still do a dictation on Mondays, but it will be not taken from the books that they're reading.
A lot of what I talked about at the beginning is what I've thought through in my mind that I'm going to talk to customers about. Our language arts program has undergone some changes through the years, and we've had some very consistent feedback from our customers where they felt that it was lacking or they were struggling with using it, and that we had an opportunity to use Dr. Beechick as a consultant. And when all of those things came together, we saw it as an opportunity to make our current product, which we feel is good, even better.